Starting today, school resource officers will be offered training on adolescent mental health and what they can do to intervene effectively and safely. Democratic State Representative Alma Hernandez knows firsthand how unsafe an interaction with officers can be when they are not prepared to handle a crisis. In fact, after sharing her story, Governor Doug Ducey sought her help. I spoke with Representative Hernandez about the painful experience she had as a student and how that has pushed her to create change to protect other students today.
My story really began when I was 14 years old. I was a freshman in high school, and I've been very open about sharing my story with everyone because I think it's important for us to have these conversations. I was unfortunately attacked by our school resource officer, which led to many other issues such as getting suspended from high school. I was actually expelled for some time. I was sent to juvie for something I didn't do, and I was deemed a danger to society. So I wasn't able to go to any other schools in the area. I ended up going to a charter school for a little bit because our public school saw me as a threat. And it was very difficult because it was my word against the officers. And ultimately, I was able to prove my innocence. And I was able to go back to school, finish, graduate early, and then go on to college. But that's not the case for other students. And I am very well aware of that.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I've been pushing for accountability and training for officers for so long now. For the last 12 years of my life, it's been something that has been very, very important and dear to my heart because of what I went through.
Yeah. So give us a sense of exactly that, what you've been pushing for here, what this training will look like for SROs.
Yeah, of course. So I've been working with the governor and his team for the last several months now. And I went in, you know, asking for several trainings, and the majority of them we actually are implementing, which I'm really, really happy about because it's definitely not an easy subject, but it's something that, you know, it's nonpartisan. So I have support from the governor's office. I have support from my Republican colleagues and Democrats. So this is something that we all care about because at the end of the day, what's important to all of us is ensuring that the kids in our schools are safe.
Yeah.
And that also means that the officers who are dealing with them know how to deal with them properly. And the trainings include several components, but one of the really important ones for me was de-escalation, because we hear the term de-escalation so often and many times. I don't think people really understand that it's not a requirement for school resource officers. And when you're dealing with children versus with adults, that's a whole different story. And that was one that was really important and critical for me. And I said, you know, I really want this training. And if we're not doing this training, then it's not something I can support. So I'm really happy that this is a part of it as well. It also includes a mental health component. And it also includes working with those, a training that helps the officers learn how to work with adolescents and children, because right now, it's not a requirement. And a lot of times we've seen that children, like when I was a 14-year-old, I was treated as if I were an adult, and that shouldn't have been the case.
Give us a sense of who fills these roles as school resource officers. Are they working police officers or retired police officers?
Yes.
Like, have they maybe been through training like this before, or have they not?
So in Arizona, we don't have a requirement for them to take a specific training to work with adolescents and children. Like, they just go through their basic training as officers, unless they're a part of the program and the grant that the Department of Education currently has.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing basically is, with the funding that Governor Ducey, he appropriated $1 million into the budget for AZ Post, which are the ones who certify the officers. And what we're hoping now is that all the officers who, and by the way, that yes, they are working officers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in Tucson, for example, we have sheriffs. We also have Tucson Police Department. But basically what we are asking for is that they're all now going through the same training and requirement that those that are through the grant, through the Department of Education, get. So we're really not adding anything extremely new or different for them. It's just making sure that all of them across the board are now properly trained. Because in Arizona, we only require those that are going through that grant program through the Department of Education. So my biggest thing is making sure that they're all trained the same, and that if they are on a school campus and working with children, that they know how to deal with those children and adolescents in certain situations.
Yeah, yeah. I know this was driven by your experience as a student, but do you think there are also benefits here for the officers, for people who find themselves in these roles?
Most definitely. So the initial conversations that we began working with the governor's office, I was very clear about working and making sure that this wasn't a burden on the officers, because of course I know, and as someone who has experienced police brutality, I, you know, have my opinions on certain issues, but at the end of the day, I know that not all officers are horrible people, and I want to make sure that we build that trust again in our communities, especially in our communities that are of people of color, and predominantly of Hispanics and Latinos and Native Americans and Blacks. My big thing is ensuring that we're creating that bridge between the families and communities that they're working in. So part of that is ensuring that they are trained, and that, you know, for them on their side too, you know, having the training is only making them a better officer. Being able to connect with the children and the families, and not so much being the patrol of the school, mm-hmm. but being there to help them through the problems that they're having. So my thing is, I don't want officers, you know, role to be arresting children on school campuses like I was arrested. I want to make sure that they have the tools and that they know how to work through the problems, and that they're not just there to police.
So these trainings start this week. Real quickly before Correct. We let you go, what else would you like to see happen? Are there more changes you'd like to see in the future?
For now, you know, this is a huge step in the right direction, and I'm really happy, actually, the day that I found out was on my birthday on April 11th that we were going to be finalizing this. For me, that was huge, because it took so many years for this to actually happen. And all it took really is sharing my personal story and connecting with the members of our legislature and also our governor, and explaining that, you know, this can happen to anyone. You know, I'm a representative now, and I've definitely overcome all the obstacles that I was faced with as a teenager. However, this can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. Like, this issue that I went through is something that, you know, can happen to any child. So that's part of the reason why I was pushing for it so much. And I'm really grateful that we were able to get this done and get it going.
All right. That is Representative Alma Hernandez. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Of course. Thank you.